WABC, New York.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening in particular to the thousands of Boy Scouts listening in every part of the land. We are speaking to you from the White House in Washington, D.C. From here, in just a few moments, you are to hear the voice of the Honorable Franklin D. Roosevelt, President of the United States, speaking to the Boy Scouts of the world on what was to have been the occasion of the big day of the greatest National Scout Jamboree ever planned. But plans went awry, and instead of speaking to the Scouts and reviewing them, the President makes use of that modern wonder, the radio, to accomplish his purpose. There is one way of consolation, however, for those Scouts who feel so badly about not being able to be here. It rained all day in Washington. President Roosevelt will be introduced this evening by Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts of America. Following the President's address, if there is sufficient time, Dr. James E. West, Chief Scout Executive of the Boy Scouts of America, will administer the Scouts oath. Ladies and gentlemen, Walter W. Head, President of the Boy Scouts of America.
Fellow Scouts, Scouter, and friends of Scouting, just yesterday I returned from Sweden, where I had a most interesting and thrilling experience while attending the International Conference of the Boy Scouts of the World. I was keenly disappointed to learn that our great national jamboree had of necessity been canceled. While in Europe, Dr. West advised me of this tragic disruption of our plans. It saddened my heart. But when the boat on which I returned from Europe drew into the harbor... The President of the United States.
Fellow Scouts, for more than a year, I had been looking forward to taking part in a great National Scout Jamboree to be held here in Washington. But the best laid plans sometimes go awry. A splendid program and a wonderful camp had been prepared for the reception of 30,000 Boy Scouts and Scouters in the national capital. You were coming here from every point of the compass. And in addition to the American Scouts, our brother Scouts from 27 other nations had accepted invitations to send delegations. But alas, a rather serious epidemic of infantile paralysis arose in the vicinity of Washington. And on August 8th, the United States Public Health Service and the health officers of the district and the nearby states concluded that to hold the jamboree would be a hazard and a danger. With great reluctance, therefore, we had to call it off. Except for this unfortunate happening, I would have reviewed this day the thousands of scouts lined up the whole length of Constitution Avenue, and later we would have had a party on the White House lawn. I want you in your own hometown tonight to know how sorry I am that I cannot be with you myself. I am in spirit with each and every one of your gatherings tonight. You boys, old and young, in every part of this broad land, present scouts and former scouts, your numbers running into the millions, you constitute a very real part of our American citizenship. We are bound together in a democracy operating under a constitution whose purpose was and is to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. The success of that Constitution is dependent on the attitude of mind and the degree of the spirit of unselfish cooperation that can be developed in individuals. Scouting is essentially and clearly a program for the development of that unselfish, cooperative attitude of mind. Scouting revolves around not the mere theory of service to others, but the habit of service to others. Scouting makes the individual boy conscious of his obligation to his patrol, to his troop, to his community, to his state, and to his nation. Even before you become of voting age, you actually have a part in civic affairs, and you bear responsibilities in your home communities. We older citizens are very proud of the many contributions that individual scouts and scout organizations have made to the relief of suffering, the relief of the needy, to the maintenance of good order and good health, and to the furtherance of good citizenship and good government. You who are active scouts are in addition learning many, many useful things, knowledge that will stay with you all the rest of your lives. You are having opportunities to fall in love with and understand the great outdoors. Do not ever fall out with nature and her wide open breathing spaces. Love them. They will sustain and strengthen you in later years when confining circumstances of life may tend to narrow the spirit or the soul that is in you. I do not have to tell you to throw yourselves with all the enthusiasm and the energy that you have into your scout work, into the programs of your patrols, your troops, and your council. But I do want to express to you the very deep hope that when you grow older and get out into the stream of life, you will retain that same enthusiasm and energy, and that you will apply it through every day and every year that you live. Our scout motto, "Be Prepared," applies just as much to the wider service, which is your opportunity when your full civic responsibilities are attained. And just as you are individually a necessary part of your patrol or your troop today, so will you become necessary parts of the citizenship of your community. I do not have to remind you that one individual who lags behind slows up the whole troop. In the United States Navy, we have an old saying that the speed of a fleet is no greater than the speed of the slowest ship. When you go out into life, you will come to understand that the individual in your community who always says, "I can't," or "I won't," or "I don't," the individual who by inaction or by opposition slows up honest, practical, far-seeing community effort is the fellow who is holding back civilization and holding back the objectives of the Constitution of the United States. We need more scouts. The more, the better. For the record shows that, taking it by and large, boys trained as scouts make good citizens. I hope that a jamboree in place of the one that we missed this year will be planned for some time in the future. And in the meantime, fellow scouts, I send you my warm greetings, personally and as the honorary president of the Boy Scouts of America. Good luck to you, each and every one, and carry on.
You have heard the President of the United States addressing the Boy Scouts of America. We introduce now Dr. James E. West, Chief Scout Executive and Editor of Boys' Life. Dr. West.
Hello, Scouts. We've heard from the President of our organization and the President of the United States words which hearten us and give us a basis of character.